2 will be our scripture reading this morning. We'll read this passage of scripture. I'll read the first and odd-numbered verses. The congregation will read the second and the even-numbered verses. Let's stand as we read God's word together. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.
And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel.
Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to
For without our dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
He which testifieth these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you today for the great privilege to be here in your house. We thank you, Lord, for the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of salvation purchased on Calvary's cross. We thank you that, Lord, that salvation is by faith, and it is freely in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we rejoice, Lord, in your blessings. We rejoice in, Lord, the blessing of knowing you, of your Holy Spirit who lives within our heart. Thank you for the Word of God that is the truth. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to, even this day, to be able to rest from our labors and come and have our hearts informed and stirred by you through your Word. And I pray that, Lord, that you would bless each one who has come today. You know the needs on their heart and in their lives. And I pray that, Lord, that you would work as only you can. We pray for those who need, Lord, to be encouraged and strengthened. Lord, to be strengthened by your Spirit. We pray, Lord, for those who need direction in their life, that the Word of God would give them answers to their lives. We pray for those who need to be saved, that you would show them the truth of your Word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you today for the freedom of our land. Thank you for those who gave their lives that we could have this freedom. We thank you, Lord, for your special blessing upon our land. And Lord, we know that your Word says righteousness exalts a nation. And Lord, we pray that there would be a return in our land to righteousness and to the truth. And we pray that even in our midst, Lord, that you would work in our hearts. And I pray that you would draw us to yourself. We thank you, Lord, for now our missionaries who are giving out the Word of God. And I pray that you would especially bless them today. Think of the evening service, Lord, at Naj Kanesia, for the evening service at Thika in Kenya. We pray that you would especially work in those services, even as the missionaries are preaching your Word, even at this hour. We pray that you would strengthen the ranges in their endeavors, encourage them, Lord. And now, Lord, we pray for those who have special needs in our midst. We pray for Jane and for her health and for your hand upon her. And we pray for Brother Al. Thank you for the good news about his kidneys, and pray that you would continue to strengthen him. Pray for Hannah Hatchett and the needs in her life. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Watch over your people, Lord. And now, Lord, bless this service for your glory in Jesus' name.